Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hello, this is Mary Beatty, and welcome back to the Lenten Path podcast. Last week, I spoke about how Lent is a season of surrender, a time to release our burdens and draw closer to Christ. I talked about the challenges of trying to do it all as a working mom, and how I need to let go and surrender the expectations I have for myself and what I'm supposed to accomplish and my to-do list and all of that. So we're going to continue today with surrendering. And as you guys know, I'm a mom of a 4-year-old and 2-year-old twins, and I work full-time. Therefore, my time is the most precious commodity. That is the one thing that I always want more of. So in the spirit of Lent and thinking about the theme of surrendering, I asked myself, how can I surrender my time? I laughed because there is nothing left to give. There is not even enough hours in the day to accomplish all that I need to get done. So how can I give up even more time? But then I prayed about it, and the Lord invited me into something deeper. I'm going to read the first verse from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every matter under heaven. I'm going to repeat that. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every matter under heaven. Meaning every person, every moment, and every little thing is important, and there is an appointed time for it. How can I be present and give myself in those moments, every little moment? So, as a very practical person, here are some practical ways that you can surrender your time this week. So, first, one that I thought of was when a coworker comes into your office, look up from your computer or your phone and look them in the eyes and really listen to them. Give them your full attention and try and find the ways that you can go out of your way to help them. What can you do above and beyond to help them? When your kids are seeking your attention and you're in the middle of something, put the dishes down and pick up your child and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. Listen to them. And this is one of my favorites because I do not do, this next one is one of my favorites because I do not do it well. And I'm going to talk about my friend. So whenever you have a project at work, don't try and rush through it, but do it well and do it correctly. Be proud of your work. So I am blessed to work with a woman named Tracy, and she is an incredible woman. And I'm just in awe of her work ethic and the way that she puts her heart into things. And the thing that I admire most about Tracy is that she will see a project and she will think about it, plan for it, do it, execute it, do it so well, finish it, and complete it all. I'm the type of person where if I have the forgot password and then you have to go through all the steps of reset your password and even do all that, I just ignore it. I'm like, fine, whatever, I'm not going to do it. But Tracy, she goes through all those meticulous steps and she does them so well. And the reason I'm saying this is because she is present in those moments. She knows that this time is important for this project and she's going to put her heart into it. She's going to do it well. She's going to do it right the first time so that she doesn't have to, you know, mess with it again, or that she's doing it right for the next person. And I am just in awe of her work and what she does and her work ethic, because I just want to get through things and finish them and knock it off my to-do list. And do I do it perfectly? No. Do I do it well? Sometimes not. But did I do it? Sure. But am I proud of that? Maybe not. So that, kudos to you, Tracy, because I just really admire you for that. So this past week, I've been trying to practice surrendering my time to those around me. And I've noticed something very powerful and beautiful, that the Lord has blessed all the moments I allowed myself to be interrupted or inconvenienced. He has multiplied my time and made things work out, really. Simply by giving my time and attention to someone, I have bore Christ to them. And through that, I have drawn closer to Christ myself. When I allow myself to be interrupted, I allow room for the Holy Spirit, and miracles can happen in that space and in that room. So this week, I encourage you to surrender your time and to be present to whatever is in front of you, to that project, to your kids, maybe they're sick, to that coworker who always interrupts you. But allow yourself to be interrupted. Allow yourself to be inconvenienced and surrender all of that to the Lord so that he can make miracles out of it. So let us close in prayer with the woman who ultimately surrendered everything, our Mother Mary. So let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.